USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Speaking in the White House Rose Garden, President Donald Trump declared a national emergency for the coronavirus.
To unleash the full power of the federal government in this effort today, I am officially declaring a national emergency. The action I am taking will open up access to up to $50 billion of money for states and territories and localities in our shared fight against this disease.
President Trump also announced a new series of measures to combat the coronavirus and treat those who are affected while pushing back on criticism that his administration was unprepared to confront the pandemic. The Dow Jones Industrial Average tumbled, soared, and then closed with a gain of 1,900 points after President Donald Trump declared a national emergency. The S&P 500 went up a gain of over 6%, and the NASDAQ spiked by 5.5%. This is USA Radio News.
I was talking with a business colleague, Mark, down in Las Vegas. We were talking about other things. He said, by the way, I bought your MyPillow. You did? He says, yeah, I went to MyPillow.com, used your promo code USA, and guess what? It's wonderful. I've had a great night's sleep, and you can have a good night's sleep, too. With somebody like Mark, who is so incredibly busy with all the things that he does, he needs a good night's sleep, and he gets one now with his MyPillow, just like I do. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. You can buy one, get one free. Special continues on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, washable, dryable. Get that with any other pillow. Yeah, right. Get it with your MyPillow. Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, use the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and get the best night's sleep of your life.
The United States launched airstrikes on weapons storage facilities in Iraq in retaliation for a rocket attack that killed two U.S. service members and a British soldier, according to the Defense Department. The strikes, which the Pentagon said targeted five facilities, some of which housed weapons to target U.S. and coalition forces, were defensive, proportional, and in direct response to the threat posed by Iranian-backed Shia militia groups. 14 other people were injured in the rocket attack at Camp Taji, an Iraqi base north of Baghdad, according to the Pentagon. Former Florida Democratic candidate for governor Andrew Gillum is named in a police report saying he was inebriated and unresponsive in a hotel room where authorities found baggies of crystal meth. Gillum, the former Tallahassee mayor who ran for governor in 2018, is not currently charged with a crime. The Miami Beach police report says Gillum was allowed to leave the hotel after he was checked out medically. Gillum said in a statement that he was in Miami Beach for a wedding and did not use illegal drugs. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Pentagon wants to reevaluate its decision to award a $10 billion contract to Microsoft. In Washington, USA's Chris Barnes has the latest.
It could be a victory in the making for Amazon, which protested the award to Microsoft. In a court filing, the Defense Department says it, quote, wishes to reconsider its award decision in response to the other technical challenges that Amazon's presented. Amazon sued after Microsoft got the contract last October. It argued that the decision was politically motivated by President Trump's dislike of Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos and the Washington Post, which Bezos owns. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Bill Gates is now stepping down from the boards of Microsoft and Berkshire Hathaway to devote more time to philanthropy. He will continue to serve as technology advisor to Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella. It is a landmark moment for Gates, the co-founder and former CEO of Microsoft and a longtime friend of collaborator Berkshire Hathaway chairman and CEO Warren Buffett. Gates started Microsoft in 1975 with Paul Allen, saying in a blog post that he's stepping down in order to dedicate more time to priorities including global health and development, education, and climate change. The news came amid a shuffling of corporate board positions as Gates announced his departure. Berkshire announced the board position would be filled by former American Express CEO Kenneth Chenault. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.